All right. So good morning, everybody. This is great. People talking back to me early in the morning. Most of the time I'm doing this, everyone's like, good to see you, sort of. But thank you all for coming. I want to just welcome you all. For our Dominican students, this is, a huge opportunity to meet folks from all around the world. For those of you who have traveled very, 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 very far to get here, thank you and welcome. It's a very long trip. So yes, thank you for being here. We're just thrilled to have you all here. I want to say a few words about the center that I direct. I want to tell you what we're going to do today. And before I start, though, I just want to sort of emphasize this is for community. This is, like, if you're worried, you're stressed out, especially the folks who are going to be giving presentations shortly, you're among friends is the whole idea here. This is a chance to sort of practice your ideas, get to know folks, and we're just thrilled to have you all here. The Francoise LePage Center for Global Innovation. We're all about a couple of different things. We're about entrepreneurial invention, which is a fancy way of saying innovation again. Inventions are things that entrepreneurs use to build new processes, to sort of repeat things and learn how to make new things. Whoops, going forward there. So we're saying innovation again with this idea. Multi-generational hope is what it sounds like, because if you're building something, if you're thinking about what you might do in the future, and you're thinking about how that can really affect people over time, you're thinking in generations rather than just for yourself. So we're about sort of this idea of manifesting hope. This comes from Francoise LePage of the LePage Center. Her idea was that global innovation is a manifestation of hope. That's a kind of hard thing to think about. And because that's not usually, why we think about how we think about innovation. Innovation is about hope. It's about the thinking about building things. It's about solving problems and contributing to basically human dignity through economic processes. So innovation and global innovation as human dignity and the hope for it. And that's sort of a core idea that we're trying to develop here through the center. And with you all being here, we're getting closer, I think, to being able to do that. There was a guy in the 1800s, 1879, who was wondering about how you get progress, because entrepreneurship builds things, it makes stuff, it makes things go. But oftentimes you get this immense progress, think Silicon Valley, and right next to it you have poverty. How does that work, and how might we sort of try to sort of address those problems? You guys have been wandering around San Francisco. There are two neighborhoods, the Tenderloin and Nob Hill, which are literally blocks apart, and they couldn't be more different. And here's the sort of financial district, all in the same place. So you have immense progress right next to just crushing poverty. Why does that seem to keep recurring? Why, this problem diagnosed back in the 1800s, why do we keep seeing it? Because we haven't found an innovative solution for it yet. Silicon Valley, this is not the Silicon Valley we usually think about, right? We think about all the big tech companies and things like this. But this is from 2014, where they were sort of, you had homeless camps basically right around Adobe and right around all of the other big tech companies. Progress and poverty right next to each other. And so Henry George thought the way to solve this, this is a sort of economist theorist, said we need to find a way to make it so that the things that communities build, the things that are sort of public resources, public goods, they are shared equally among sort of everybody. And so he thought, okay, so we're going to have progress, and that'll make it so economies go. But oftentimes, the way that businesses grow and economies grow, they grow on the community infrastructure that's sort of made possible by everybody. And so his solution to solve this problem was a tax solution. His solution was to sort of change the tax structure so that you had a land value tax, he called it. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked. Partly it's political. There's lots of different reasons. But I think we're at a moment in time where we can start to, we're not going to solve this problem overnight, but we can start to address this through entrepreneurship itself. if entrepreneurship is a driver of progress, it can also be a driver to sort of unlock this sort of progress with poverty problem that we have had for such a long time. Many of you, and especially in my classes, have seen this phrase before. This is a sort of classic textbook entrepreneurship sort of definition. Entrepreneurship, a way of thinking, acting, and being that combines the ability to find or create new opportunities with the courage to act on them. That's a lot. But when you think about how entrepreneurship really works, at least in the models, the innovative models that we have, think Silicon Valley, the drive here is to do this, but to scale and make lots of money, which is all good, but it doesn't ensure that the sort of community wealth that's been created and enables that sort of scaling to be equally distributed. So how can we solve this? I think at least an idea or a way that we can go forward is through local first entrepreneurship, building into community, building structures that support community, sharing the wealth that a community creates equitably through something that I've called local first entrepreneurship. And it's the practice of developing infrastructures. So building things together into community. Enterprises, of course, businesses that evolve to support rather than extract from community by serving the needs of very particular singular people and places. So this is the big idea of local first entrepreneurship. And this is what, in addition to all of you, we're celebrating here today. Why now? Why do I think that after 100 years we've got the same problem, why is this gonna work now? Because I think we're at a moment when entrepreneurship itself is changing dramatically. The barriers to entry, the way that entrepreneurship works, the price of starting a business has come down dramatically. We're at a moment with AI and all sorts of other technological advances that you can start a business literally with an idea and maybe $40 in a Replit account, as many of you have done. Vibe coding and all these other things are literally changing the structures of how entrepreneurship can work. And if we start taking, and we take this opportunity, I think we have the opportunity to innovate on innovation, to rethink how we think about innovation so that we're building into community, which is how it's always worked, but that what we build goes into community instead of sort of being extracted from it. That's the idea behind roots of innovation. We want to build roots in the community, build back into the community with our business ideas. And I want to make it really clear, we need to make money. This is not about sort of, some sort of anti-capitalist anything. This is about sort of changing the capitalist structures so that it builds into community as opposed to the sort of structures we have, where we have this really persistent problem of progress coming with really profound poverty. So I'm done lecturing. and thank you for letting me sort of do that. I have a huge number of thank yous and just some logistics that I want to go through. The thank yous are so long, I have to write them down. First, to the folks who helped sort of coordinate this, Ken, thank you so much. Janet Tan, who is ill. Yes, please, big round of applause. Janet Tan, who's been working so hard that she got herself sick and is at the doctor's right now. So she was a big part of the organizing committee. Burke Murphy, who is, I think, on her way. All of the folks at the LePage Center, Fatima, Yesenia, Augustus, and everybody who helped put this on, thank you guys so much. We've got the board of directors from the LePage Center, many of whom are not here yet, but I want to thank them. Fellows of the LePage Center, especially Glenn Poppy, who is sort of been my thinking partner as we've been putting this together. He's made this happen, and I really want to thank him for all that he's done. Jeff Morgan, who is here and just all around awesome guy, helping make just everything work. Russ Holstein, who is here as a fellow, but also will be one of our judges. The judges who are coming in, Ashwin, thank you for being here. Allison Donnelly, who I think is in there in the back as well. And Xavier, Dr. Xavier Buck, for being our judges. And especially all of you students, all of you. this is nerve-wracking. I get it. And just being here and working this hard the whole semester and coming all the way from Cambodia, I mean, jeez. And especially for those of you who are presenting in a second language, your ideas, good on you. And thank you for taking that big risk, because that's hard. I've done that. And I really want to appreciate you all. I want to ask Adia for all sorts of forgiveness, because I wrote her name as Luke in the program, so apologies. And then for Dominican students and for everybody, your meal tickets are baked into your name tag. So if Dominican students, you're able to join us for lunch, fantastic. Lunch is on the LePage Center. Some logistics. So what we're going to do now is we're going to break into four groups. We'll have what I'm calling pitch parties. So we're going to have four parties. One will stay here. So one group will just stay here. The other three will go through the doors at the back of this room, and there'll be three separate rooms. And our staff will guide you to your proper place. Library 123 is on the right wall as you go in. The CDE first floor is right in the middle. And Library 119 is on the left side in the far corner. The staff folks, Augustus, never would have shown you where to go. The relational tech folks, you guys are upstairs in 204. We're going to go from 9:30 until 10:45. Importantly, everybody who's pitching has 5 minutes for your pitch. And we're going to be kind of strict about that. Even if you're mid-sentence, we're going to cut you off. and then we'll have 5 minutes of conversation per pitch. And the scorekeepers will have scorecards and stuff there. And then they're going to choose one team from each of those group to pitch again to this whole group so that we get to see everybody pitch a little bit there. All right, from 10:45 to 11, we'll have some coffee. We'll need it. I'll need it. and then at 11 o'clock, we'll have this idea of pitching community. This is when the four pitches that have been selected from the four groups will come back and present to the whole crowd. And after that, we have lunch from noon to 1:30. From 1:30 to 3, we'll have a sort of roundtable discussion about relational technology. And then we'll have time to just hang out. We'll have some drinks and stuff in the back. We can just hang out and get to know each other. And then for those who don't know the Dominican campus, we have a tour set up. So we'll show you around the campus. And then dinner is from 5 to 6:30. Again, I just want to welcome you guys. It's so exciting to have all of you here. This is a sort of first step toward building local first entrepreneurship and community, a community that is both on the one hand really local and really global at the same time. So thank you all.